Now let's bring that nearer to home. The Bible tells us when the word of God is sown, when it's placed into a good heart, it brings forth a hundredfold. If the environment in our heart is loving and peaceful, God's Spirit can work. And every word of His can bring something fruitful out of our life. But when our environment is incorrect, it's not going to be helpful. So above all, the environment must be loving before anything else works. Sadly, it was not, tells the dream. His brother went further. His brothers sold him to slave traders. Imagine selling your own brother for 20 pieces of silver. And then they told a lie to his father saying that he has been killed. And they thought they'd get rid of their problem. Now look at it. The brothers were trying to bring relief to the tension. Here was this one little brother they are all angry with. Get rid of him and they will get rid of the problem. It doesn't work that way. Because the flesh cannot bring healing. Cutting off people doesn't bring healing. They try to cut him off. Since the father loved him above all, we get rid of him, tell the father that a wild beast has killed him, maybe the father will not love everybody. I don't know. That may not be their motive. But subconsciously, everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants some attention. Subconsciously, they may want that attention that was theirs, that was never given to them. Get rid of the one who's sucking all the love and attention. And then the Father will have some for us. Unfortunately, when they told the Father that Joseph has died, in verse 34, Jacob tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his waist, mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters tried to comfort him. He refused. Look at verse 35, 37, 35. He refused to be comforted. And he said, I shall go into the grave to my son in mourning. Thus his father wept for him. All the rest of the years, you could not have found a sadder person than Jacob. He refused. It was like he would not allow any other joyful moment to come in his life. He was a very sad man. And in his deep grief and hurt, how can he love his sons? For the other sons, the other 10 sons thinking they will not have the father's attention. Instead of having a father who at least give them a little bit of attention, now you have a father who totally shuts himself up in a tomb of grief. Completely incapable of loving. You would say these are really wounded hearts. Joseph was 17 when he was sold as a slave. And he went through different turmoil. At the age of 30, he stood before Pharaoh. And then there was a 7-year famine. Within the first 2 years, it got terrible around all the regions. And then that was when he began to meet his brothers. So about 2 to 3 years into the 7-year famine was when he met his brothers and his father again. If you add all those years up, he was 17, he was 30 when he stood before Pharaoh, that makes 13 years. You add another 2-3 years, That means 15 years. About approximately 15 years passed by before he met Jacob again. For about 15 years, Jacob walked around with a broken heart. Not knowing what happened, thinking that his son was dead. 15 years of a broken heart. And do you know that brokenness passed on to the brothers too? In their conversation secretly, when they didn't realize it was Joseph they were confronting, in the book of Genesis, of course, I want to show you that Jacob also has a broken heart that needs healing too. In chapter 42, during the famine, first few years of the famine, the sons, the 10 brothers of Joseph, went to Egypt because Egypt had a lot of grain through Joseph's administration. They saved up during the seven-year prosperity. Hey, that puts it longer. I forgot to add the 7 years of prosperity. That would mean 7 plus 15 would actually bring it further to about 23 years of sadness. Because there were 7 years of prosperity, then there were 7 years of famine. So I jump straight to the famine years without adding the 7 years of prosperity. That would mean that that's about 23 years before he saw his brothers and his father again. And those were sad years. Jacob never smiled again. It was like the sound of music permanently without Julie Andrews. No music, no joy, no singing. And you don't have a Julie Andrews going in, but you have the Lord bringing healing. What sadness for nearly 2 decades. And then when Joseph, remember, Joseph was suddenly removed. And here was the thing about the brokenness he went through. He was the loved one. He was the pet in the family. He had all the attention. When in one moment of time, he was sold and he knew nothing but grief. It's not recorded in chapter 37, but it's recorded in his brother's conversation. I'll just fast forward to the conversation that they had between one another, where they described the grief that Joseph went through when he was being sold. And look over here in chapter 44. When all the bad things were happening to them and they were being called to account for a stolen cup, when they didn't perceive it was Joseph, and yes, that's the one. In verse chapter 42, verse 21, they said to one another, these are the 10 brothers, chapter 42, verse 21, they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us." Do you know for 23 years they bore the guilt? They bore the guilt in their life, not knowing what happened to Joseph. One moment of anger caused so much damage that they suffered for 23 years. Just one fleeting moment. And We are told here that Joseph pleaded with them. Joseph cried. Joseph was in anguish. So he was in this brokenness when he was sold as a slave. He probably cried all the way to Egypt. Suddenly without love. Suddenly without comfort. Suddenly a slave. And do you know that Joseph has a wooden heart and he yearned for close relationships? In chapter 42, when he saw his brothers and he recognized them, though they did not recognize him. Bible tells us here that in verse 23-24, they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter. He turned himself away from them and wept. And he returned to them again and talked with them. So when he recognized them, his heart was still broken. He cried. And he wept. And later on, in their second trip, when they brought Benjamin before them, in verse 30, chapter 43, verse 30, 29 and 30, he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "It is your younger brother whom you spoke to me." And he says, "God be gracious to you, my son." Verse 30. Now his heart yearned for his brother. See, he never had a chance to know his little brother. He lost his whole family when he sold as a slave. Never had a family life since the age of 17 when he was sold. And how he must have longed to hold his brother and embrace his brother. And the feelings that were buried for 20 over years all came out. And he quickly, look at verse 30, he quickly went to aside and weep. He went into his chamber and he wept there. So he cried and he cried. Broken hearts. Story of broken hearts. It took time for the healing to take place. But in chapter 45, let's quickly go on to chapter 45. In verse 45, here is where the healing begins to take place. Joseph could not restrain himself anymore. You know why? When his brothers were being tested, for the first time he saw how his brothers cared for the younger brother. In fact, they care so much that they offered their own lives for the life of Benjamin. There's a change taking place. There's a healing taking place. In fact, if you hear the prayer of Judah, intercession of Judah, in chapter 44, verse 18, it's very touching. One of the most touching episodes to see the brothers of Joseph turning around. 23 years of seeing their father's sorrow. 23 years of bearing the guilt. They are slowly beginning to be better people. Verse 18, chapter 44. Judah came near to him, that is Joseph, and says, "Oh my Lord, please let your servant speak a word in my Lord's hearing. Do not let your anger burn against your servant, for you are even like Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, 'Have you a father or a brother?' We said to my Lord, 'We have a father, an old man, a child of his old age who is young. His brother is dead. He alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loves him.' And you say to your servants, 'Bring him down to me that I may set my eyes on him.' And we said, 'The lad cannot leave his father, for if he would leave his father would die.'" Now, For the first time, they are beginning to show love and concern for others. The reason why he stood in place for Benjamin, because Benjamin was, of course, falsely accused of stealing the cup.